Cigar.
In a world filled with sniveling snowflakes, where timeouts and safe places are abundant, where there's 37 genders to scroll through on a job application. Not that they have jobs. We're proud to be your salvation and your beacon to unabashed, in-your-face talk. This is Stars, Bars, and Cigars. The no-holds-barred conservative talk show hosted by battle-tested vets. Lock and load and get ready for an explosive journey through breaking news, the rich tapestry of constitutional history, and the pulse-pounding realities of Army and Navy life. Oh, and yeah, cigars. Stars, Bars, and Cigars. And now your hosts, Jimmy the Bull and Tig Tigger.
Hey, Patriots and Snowflakes. How you doing, Tig?
I'm doing great, Bull, and this is our No Squatter Zone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tonight, we have a great guest lined up for everybody, Mr. Trey Vietnam, but we're going to let him go ahead and introduce himself in a little bit here. But first, what are you smoking, Tig?
Well, I'm smoking the Diesel Estel Puro Robusto cigar. I previously, on another podcast here of that we had, I don't know, it was quite a few episodes ago, I had smoked another type of diesel, and I liked it so much, the brand, I decided I'm going to try another one.
All right. You going to ask me what I'm smoking?
Of course I will. I just took that last puff. All right. Yeah. What are you smoking, Bull?
I am smoking a Kale American. It's a Kale got a American. Kind of really cool twisty twist little swizzle stick wrapper.
Well, that's Maduro. That's a Drew Estate.
No, it's a Kale.
It's a Kale, but doesn't Drew Estate own them?
Oh, I don't know. Do
they? I'm pretty sure Drew Estate owns Kale. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I don't know, but these are pretty good smokes. Real good smoke. All right, well, tonight, let's let our guest go ahead and introduce himself, and we'll kind of dive into our little program here.
How y'all doing? Hope everybody doing good. My name is RPM Trey Vietnam, and I am a gun rights activist that does not like the Constitution. We're going to figure that out, how the hell that happened. But I started doing open carry demonstrations about 5.5 years ago. And I came out with the idea to defuse some of the gun hate that I had discovered once I got involved in firearms for self-defense. I wanted to defuse some of the gun hate that was coming out with tyrannical gun laws and manipulating natural laws inside their law society to try to take away something that they didn't give me, so they can't take it away. And I wanted to get involved in the fight for gun rights. So my idea was to do AR-15 open carry demonstrations with a sign that says "Hug an AR owner." And I was going to stream this stuff to Facebook.
Can I ask you a real quick question? Now you're considered the hug the AR guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's your Facebook page? What is that called?
Well, I had a Facebook page, and once I started doing this, Facebook got me up out of there. I'm talking about a hard ban from Facebook. When I try to log into my Facebook, or I try to make a new Facebook, it makes me do the facial recognition, like when you set up the unlock on your phone. It makes me do that. And when they see it's me, they go,
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want facial recognition.
Not at all, sir. So I was like, all right, I guess I'm done with Facebook. But you, people can find my work on YouTube at RPM Trey Vietnam on YouTube. And I also have an Instagram, too, with the same name.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll post those links to this episode. So that way, you know, people can click on that and get right to you.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's dive on in. This is really interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, doing the AR-15 open carry demonstrations, what I aim to do is to stream to social media to show that without knowing me or understanding what it is that I even have to say, that on site I will be recognized as the hero with the AR-15, what the political message I was trying to make, what a sign that says hugging AI owner, that I would prove it on camera, that people will come up and hug me, that the public is not scared. Even when they don't even fucking know who I am, we know that the hero has to be here and that the heroes might like that firearm too. So right. I get out there to dispel the racial division that they kill niggas for cell phones and all the cops are racist. And I go, no, they're not. I bet you I can do this and I'm not even going to risk my life. No cop is going to fucking touch me. And I've been doing it for 5.5 years and no cops have done anything to me.
That's awesome.
Almost nothing. Almost nothing. So definitely not threaten my life.
Now, have you ever been approached by a cop and then they, I'm sure you have, but so explain to us that.
Okay, so I'll give you an example. Early on when I first started doing this, police approached me in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where I live at. And from about 2 school bus lengths away, they get out the car and they go, hey, you don't have to. You can tell us to take a hike, but can we get your ID? We want to ID you. And they approach me and I say, I know you don't have a right to do that, but since I'm new to this and you guys are being polite by letting me know this, I want to be civil. I'm going to give you my ID, bro. And I gave him my ID and we talked and everything was fine because this is me trying to get my feet wet. After I did that, then I went, I'm comfortable with telling the next cop no.
Right.
And I did an open carry demonstration in Marion, Iowa, and cops approached me on camera. Both of these situations are on camera. And the Marion police said, we're going to need you to ID. And we're strongly advising that you give us some ID. And I said, well, if you tell me what the consequences are of me verbally refusing you before it ever got physical, if the consequences scare me, I will give you my ID, but I want you to paint a picture for me. And he says, well, we'll have to arrest you. We'll have to disarm you, get you down to the station, and you'll be free to go as soon as we identify you and know that you were cleared to be openly carrying these firearms. And I went, well, I don't want to be touched. So in that case, I'm going to give you my ID. But they violated something that other police on camera in the same damn county told me that they don't have a fucking legal right to ask me for shit, but they wanted to know if I would comply just because they asked. And I did, and I said no more. And these cops on camera did the exact opposite. And I was told that this is an obvious violation, that they had to scare me by their presence to do something that they had no right to do. And they scared me to do it because I told them, scare me and then I'll do it.
Iowa's mm-hmm. constitutional carry. They really.
Right. Fuck yeah.
They don't need to ID you as long as they can see the weapon. And as long as you're not using it in a harmful way or pointing it at anybody, they really don't need to ID you.
So much so that I'm not trying to ask for understanding from the public while I'm shopping or sitting in a restaurant. I'm on a corner doing something very obviously political with a sign that says hugging AI owner. I am the last guy that you should have checked. This is me walking them down and exposing where the line is between what their oath says and what they're actually willing to do. And my rights were violated, but that was as far as it has ever gone, really.
You know, when you see a guy on a street corner with a sign that says hugging AR, a person with an AR or whatever, and he's got a rifle, that kind of should be your indication he's not a mass shooter. I mean,
he's not going to advertise it.
And what's so strange is what I tell people when they walk up to me, because a lot of people come up to me. The public really does like me. There's been some haters and some conflicts, but...
liberals.
What I love about this is bad guys see me and they don't know how much of a fucking hero I think that I really am and what they're going to, how much am I going to stop them? Would I ever be an issue to them? Or am I enticing the public to then arm themselves too? The bad guys know that when they see me, that they are looking at a man that's not on a payroll, but might put a stop to their bullshit. Right. But people that are scared of me, their fear is to no avail. What would it ever get them? I'm never going to hurt you. So all they can do is know that they see me for 5.5 fucking years on the same corners. And every single time they saw me, I was smiling, getting hugs, never hurt nobody. And I went home to go to bed, to get up, to do it again another fucking day. There's a record of me not hurting you the entire time you've been scared for 5.5 years. Change your fucking mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, I approached you last year. I didn't have an AR. I had a sidearm on me. I was open carrying. And you were actually filming it anyway. So it's like, how would you be a danger to the public if you are actually filming yourself with this?
I know, right?
It looks totally political. It looks like a political statement.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like I'm trying to do anything. That's why when I see people and strangers pull up and they see me, and before they even hear too much of what I'm saying, they're out to give the hug. I go, look at how quick I made communication with another American.
Right.
Yeah.
I hardly said two fucking words. They know my heart. They already see me. Bro.
Yeah.
They know
and it's like when I saw you, I came right up to you and we started chit-chatting, and there's no issues. I didn't feel threatened whatsoever. You know, I knew you were cool about shit. So
I've had veteran. This one veteran guy, I can't remember his name. Cool guy. He walked up to me. He was a former Marine. His wife was pregnant as hell. He had his two little kids with him, and he walked right up to me. This guy is trained to do some things to people. He's seen some stuff, and he knows danger. He walked his pregnant wife right to me. This guy never seen me before a day in his fucking life.
Right.
This is where the heart of this is. And CNN, they never fucking talked to me. KCRG here in Dubuque and Cedar Rapids, they both interviewed me one time each and then refused to air that shit because they thought they had a story. Yes. And when they heard me, they went, we can't let him say all that sweet shit about the gun. We can't let him say that. Never mind. they didn't air the shit.
That's a radical bias for you, the fake news.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they don't actually report news.
Yeah, but it was so strange because the guys that walked up to me, they were genuinely interested. They asked me questions. Some even asked some personal questions and stuff. And like they showed appreciation. One guy, he was fanning out. Like he fucking hugged me like three times. This is the guy that the news station sent down here to the corner quick before I left so he can talk to me. And they never aired it. The problem is
they have bosses that say no.
Right.
They might have wanted to air it, but their bosses said no.
Yeah. Their boss was like, that's exactly fuck it. That guy's a fucking sweetheart with an AR. We can't let him see that.
Yeah. It doesn't fit the narrative.
Yeah. Not at all.
I love breaking the narrative, man. What I love pointing out also is that I've seen guys, middle-aged and older white guys, that physically you look at the way I dress and the way I talk and act, and then him, and you will see us in a split screen side by side, and you go, these motherfuckers got nothing in common, and they know it. But then when he sees me on the corner, he goes, what race? I don't see a race. I see a fucking American. And motherfucker got a Confederate flag in the back of his truck doing this at me, fucking saluting. His wife is blowing kisses. They both fucking love me. And I go, what racism? It might be a problem, but it ain't what they saying it is. No, the fuck is not. Yeah. It's not everywhere.
Yeah, see, that's just it. The powers that be, the deep state and that, it's about divide and conquer. And they know the only way they can conquer the people is by keeping them divided. So they have to push that deep race division and that. And then they have to indoctrinate and brainwash on the whole racial thing. But, you know, it's funny. I always jokingly tell people, you know, I've met all kinds of people over my lifetime. And, you know, I've had more white enemies and had no black enemies. So figure that one out. You know,
yeah, I mean, I got black cousins that I wouldn't leave my wallet around. black and family ain't enough for me to trust you. It's an individual fucking thing. I don't know. I don't know what adult they
character.
Hey, Martin Luther King Jr. He said it was about character.
Yep.
You know,
It's absolutely true that it is.
And they killed him because they didn't like what he was saying because he was uniting people.
Yeah.
You know?
Because, I remember a speech he gave that he said, they said, and I think Malcolm X may have said the same thing. Maybe I'm mixing the two. I know one of them said it, and it's important that either one of them ever fucking said this, but they said they are sending poor blacks and whites to go fight that rich man's fucking war. And when he said that, everybody went, ooh, burn.
I think that was Malcolm X. I think that was Malcolm X.
You're right.
I think he's the one that said that, yeah.
Coming from the militant Muslim fucking black prophet, for him to say that is just like, this is how you take pride in the fact that the world seems to be doing something to you as a black man, and you recognize it, but then you realize that that ain't the whole fucking story. There's a racial thing here that's alive enough that they can stoke the flames of something that's real and make it into a wildfire of an issue where race isn't that big of an issue. It's there, but it's not crazy like they want you to think it is.
What the people need to understand is there has been a certain level of race, and there has been slavery in every single nation throughout the history of the world. You can't avoid that. But however, what you can do is ignore the ones that are fueling the fire and then just take into your mindset that not everybody's the same. You know, it's all about character. And once black and white in America realize, let's look at who the real enemy is. It's the politicians. It's the deep state. It's the system in general. It's those that are funding them. It's the it's now the illegals that they're bringing over here on purpose. Once we see who the real enemy is, then it's about time black and white Americans unite against who our real enemy is.
For damn sure. Because really, if you look at the bullshit behind the American petrol dollar, how illegal it was for them to even create the Federal Reserve in 1912 and 1913, they completely fucked us up and sent us off. Which one of those presidents took off the gold standard? When he did that, he fucked us up.
Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, he fucked us up, and then he apologized for it later too before he left office. He apologized for doing that shit. He realized what he did. That the pain of that and the whole money game system and what they're doing to dominate the world with that right now, white skin ain't gonna fucking save you from the damage that that's gonna cause the human existence. White skin not gonna save you. They mean to fuck all of us up. As a matter of fact, if you know all of the things it is that they want to do in this global domination that they're aiming for, they have to fuck us all up to get it. They can't just leave white folks alone because they white. So black people that feel like that, it's like, you think you're the only one being attacked? They got a certain flavor on how they attack you, and you think that it's only you. But like you said, there's been slavery. Slavery is how you fucking make the world go round. Now, that's where it came from. It was always like that.
Now, since the Federal Reserve, what they created was something people don't understand, both black and white. Now they're starting to wake up to it. It's called debt slavery.
And that's what we're
all slaves.
All don't matter all what color you
we're
are.
We're slaves to the system.
All of us. And I am no more of a slave to that shit than you are. They want us equally fucked up, but they think that somehow we're different so that we don't look to them to go, that's where the fucking is coming from. The fucking is coming from over there. Fuck?
Can you imagine? Just think of how weak and lame it is to divide people based on the color of their skin.
What a silly fucking concept. It's a silly idea. To me, it is literally an IQ issue for somebody to fall for that, because way too often you can see these same people flexing a judgment on character, but then out in a political projection of who they think they are, they show signs of prejudice and maybe even some racism because the two things are different. Yeah. But who don't understand the sentiment that I can find a white man that is a hero at heart, that has a big heart, loves children, wants to save children from the diddling that kind of happens, right? I can find a white man that feels like that, that'll help me save my kids and others. And I can find a black man who's a fucking diddler who would diddle my black kids and not give a fuck about that black power shit when he's doing it. Race can't determine whether my kids are safe or not. I'm not going to fucking use that as a measuring stick.
Right.
Why would I? I would get my kids hurt by thinking that race is enough for me to determine if my kids are safe. It's the fucking dumbest shit ever. And every human being knows that shit is fucking stupid.
Yeah. They
know it's stupid. It sounds dumb.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, ever since they overran us with these foreigners, these foreign invaders that are coming over here, look at the people in Chicago, how they're waking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you know what?
You know what's funny? What was funny is that they get away with these things and what they're doing with this silent invasion. You can see that they're two steps ahead of the plan in places where the gun control is the strongest. You can see where they want everyone to be.
Yeah.
When you look at New York, Chicago, LA, you go, that's where you want the whole fucking country, don't you?
Yeah, you know, because that shit that they pulled over in Michigan would not fly in Iowa. I guarantee you that would not fly.
Yeah,
they come here.
I'm willing to bet black and white do start uniting, like in cities like Chicago, because now they've got a real fucking problem with all these illegal invaders saying death to America and all that crap.
Right.
You know, and now they're looking at the politicians and what they've done, the uni party, and how they don't give a shit about anybody. You know?
Yeah.
So they're screwing us. They're screwing all of us.
Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of people waking up to things lately, and I love doing the open carry demonstration because then I really get to get out there so I can see to confirm in my own heart, in my own mind, that things aren't what the media says that it is. So that's good to see. But I want to share that experience with other people too, man, and be like, look, man, 5.5 years, black as fuck in the middle of Iowa, police haven't shot me down when I'm armed like this. What the fuck does that say to you, black man? Calm down. Refocus. White guy, you should fucking chill out too. It's okay. You didn't do that. I'm not mad at you. Get over it. You know, I think on a moral high ground, in regards to the race thing, regardless of what somebody may have gone through, even generations ago, the ultimate perspective on morality is to focus on the individual. What an individual does is what's going to get him in jail or in hell. You can't blanket group blame a bunch of people and go, you're all going to prison by association when you've done nothing. You need moral choices to be made to attack a person on their moral character. And if you ain't never owned no slave and you ain't never hurt a black man just because he's black, I don't give a fuck that you're white. I can't blame you for that. It makes no moral sense whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah. You didn't morally choose to do shit to me, bro. Then you're not where I need to expend my energy.
Right.
I can't do that. I got to save that for where it matters. And I think really the average American racist, I can laugh him off because I'm armed legally. If he want to die for his racism, he can do something to justify me shooting him. Then I'll make him die for that shit. But when a racist gets into a political position, scary, because now I can't stop him. Government and the illusion of government will allow people to be child traffickers, rapists, racists, drug traffickers, commit international crime. If you want to do those things and get away with it, get a government job. They provide the it provides the best cover that society has to offer for all of that shit. Yeah. That's why we shouldn't trust them, even if we're wrong. I would rather fucking blame them for everything and be wrong than to think that this election and things would be different. No, it won't.
Right.
No, it won't. Fuck those guys. All of them, really, actually. Yeah, I wouldn't vote for my mama for president. She let me go when I was 18 years old. She stopped telling me what the fuck to do. And she's got to watch me crash and burn and fuck my life up. If I do that, my mother has to watch me. JB won't leave me alone. He don't even care about protecting me. He just wants to tell me what to do for the dictatorship. He's playing his role. Fuck all those guys, bro.
Right.
Yeah. You mean FJB.
That fucking fuck him and his fucking ATF. If they want it so bad, tell them put their boots on.
Hey, his daughter is creeped out by him. Ashley.
Yeah, I heard about the fucking shower talk. Weirdos, bro. They're all weird, though. I think they're all weird.
They're all, you know, most of them are part of the human trafficking problem we have that's global.
What I just say, if you want to do it, And get rich and possibly get away with it, get a government job, you can do that shit with impunity if you are a government official. It's the best chance you have.
That's why we're giving all that money to Ukraine. It isn't about the actual war. It's about the fact that most of those politicians sold out to the government of Ukraine, and they're doing all the trafficking together.
That's exactly. They're
all in on it.
Listen, hopefully this is going to be on Rumble.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rumble's good, where I can just kind of say shit. Rumble.
Oh, yeah, you can say whatever.
I say this shit on my YouTube, but I won't want to spoil y'all shit. But, man, listen.
Rumble's a free speech platform.
Yep.
Good, because I don't even mean to be threatening or to call for harm, but it's an observation. It's an observation. I think if you start to tally up all of the evil things that they've done and then take sincerely how evil and how dark and how powerful what it is that we're up against, saying that they deserve a fucking heavy fucking revolt. I don't even why are we surprised, or why would they be surprised when they hear us say it? They took a fucking oath of office that said that if they go tyrannical, they will be removed, even if violence is what it takes. And they said, deal. So you breaking deals, then fucking come on, man. We should be there should be an effort to chin check the fuck out of them. And I think the moral high ground we find that in all standing together, doing maybe what it is that I do. Open carry demonstrations with the AR-15. I came out there for the hugs. I'm talking mad fucking anti-government shit, but I'm also showing at the same time, oh, I love you. I hope peace and love and all of that beautiful shit in your life. I do this to the fucking public while I'm on, because I'm not here to hurt nobody. I'm only talking to them, and I mean it, and they should have expected it. And I think that if somehow we had a million Hugger AR owner fucking protesters in one fucking day, all standing together, hugging each other, kissing each other, linking up, people making friends and shit, and we went, yeah, we out here hugging us. This, we love each other. We got questions for y'all, and we not fucking leaving. How's that? You're leaving. Out of the office, pack your shit, get the picture of your fucking ugly fucking dog and your fucking bad kids, get all that shit off the desk, and get the fuck out. You can't come back.
We're taking this shit.
Go home, all of you.
I've always said there should be a million man march, protest, or demonstration done armed, fully armed. To let the government know that it's always been we the people, and we are the ones that are the boss here.
Right.
What breaks my heart as I get into the gun world even more is that I realize, you know, like I was telling you guys before, is that I think they took something like the Second Amendment and they put it into an arena of debate so that we can accept the debate about it. And then we should also accept possibly losing the debate. This is why JB said in front of everybody, y'all gonna need an F-16. Ain't that what he said?
Yeah. He said,
did you know what he was saying when he said that? Just fucking Second Amendment created a gap between us and y'all that y'all could fight us if you want to. We will fuck y'all up. The fucking audience laughed when he said it like he was doing stand-up.
You know what I said too?
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I said that
the Second Amendment never specified what the American people can own. So I was like, okay, he wants to talk about F-16s. We have veterans that are pilots. If they have access to an F-16, it's go time then, huh? You know, don't mess with the American public. We'll have what we want to have.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I'm surprised that the ATF isn't scared to do what it is that they're doing. They do it almost like it's just like another day. But if I was a fucking ATF agent listening to them talk about this pistol brace rule before they fucking ignited that bullshit, I would have got worse. I would have been like, hypothetically, this could go real bad. But fuck them with the pistol first thing, because they're insane. What is it that they want? A $200 tax stamp, possibly a signature with a special background check to help to build on a national registry. I know what the fuck they're doing, because we've seen this happen before in other fucking countries. It's a fucking rerun. I've seen this before.
Yep.
Tax stamp is a violation of not only the Constitution, but it's taxation without representation. So it's very highly illegal. And there's never, ever been a compromise or a debate about the Second Amendment. There's nothing to debate. They never gave us the Second Amendment rights, so they cannot take it from us.
Right.
But as soon as we put it in that amendment, they took the assumption that we would accept the debate about it and possibly losing the debate, and look at us. Look what you got to do to get a fully automatic any fucking thing. You got to jump through some hoops. They want you to jump through the hoops about the AR pistol now. And it's like, what's so dumb about it is that, let's say hypothetically, they got everybody to get them the $200 tax stamp. Everybody passed the fucking background check and they didn't remove, jail, fine nobody for nothing. Would they have been okay with that if it all worked according to this fucking plan? They wouldn't have removed anything. They wanted the money. It seemed like a money grab. I think that anybody that ran off to register their shit out of fear, now they look like supporting votes to actually declare these things as short barrel rifles, because they got a bunch of Americans that agreed to the fucking definition. What the fuck?
Compliance makes you a slave.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. And we should have laughed the ATF off and said, if you mean that shit and you can't make a fucking rule or fucking law, and y'all are way out of bounds, if you mean it, come get it. We're not going to no court dates. We're not filing no countersuits. We don't get, are you crazy? To me, it's tantamount to the route that I take to work. The speed limit is 60 miles per hour. If there was an accident out there that involved a driver that's got a fucking bad record, that's got nothing to do with me, I didn't even know this fucking guy, and some cop said, we're not changing the fucking speed limit sign, I say, The speed limit is 45, and I'm passing out tickets for reckless driving for anybody doing 60, 65. It's reckless driving. Now I'm going to be out here shooting radar, writing tickets, kicking asses, and fucking taking names. If he say he's going to do that, we go, you got to go through the proper channels to do that. And this accident, they might have killed somebody that you know or somebody that you cared about. You felt sad for him. None of it fucking matters. Your fucking feelings, fuck all that. You can't step out here to do that. No one's going to pay that ticket or none of that shit. It's the same thing what the ATF did. They went about it the wrong way, breaking their own rules of conduct, how they're supposed to do this. Throw it out there and everybody start fucking trying to jump their fucking hurdle. Why? Yeah.
Well, the funny thing about the second Amendment, it doesn't matter what you own. I mean, if you own a machine gun, if you own a tank, okay, no law really actually is broken unless you use it to kill in cold blood, murder. That's the law. That's, and if they enforce that law that's on the books, they don't need to worry about the guns.
I think not only do they need to enforce it, but they do a piss poor job of trying to encourage Americans to do the American thing that aligns with the fucking oath that I thought they fucking took. I just heard a story about a battered woman that ended up getting killed after she got a restraining order on this fucking guy. He killed her, the woman's teenage daughter, and some motion. He went fucking crazy. But
that was just recently, like. A couple days before, right?
And if her family had firearms, it might have been a different story.
Yeah,
it would have been a different story. And the fucking cops didn't tell her when she went to go get that restraining order. Hey, we recommend you do what we would do to come save you, but you should be the one to do it. You should get a fucking gun. That's how we come. Yeah. If you come over there to cause trouble, we definitely bring the guns. Maybe you should have one. They didn't encourage none of that fucking shit. They left the woman out there to dry and didn't even speak up on it all. Then she got killed when she should have blew that motherfucker out of shoes.
I would have told her, get an AR with a 30-round magazine and get yourself a Glock fully loaded 15 in the mag.
Yeah, I would have told her, do some training. Come to terms with the fact that she might have to kill this dude and that we already see her heart. She's the fucking innocent fucking potential victim. There shouldn't be a fucking victim. I would have told the woman to get a badass fucking gun and stand tall. That's what I would have said. Nobody said it to her.
That's why it's funny, because all the liberals, they hate Ted Nugent, but he's always right about the Second Amendment. And he always says, I would just as soon somebody has a gun, carries a gun, and shoots the fucking bad guy dead, you know?
And what's so funny is that guys like us, I can say that wholeheartedly because I know that I'm not going to victimize anybody. And if I do, I'm not fucking stupid. I know I'm going to forfeit my life to be a bully to somebody that my gun don't make me nobody's fucking boss. I know that shit. And people that can't get in that frame of mind is the problem. The gun's not the problem. When they see the law enforcement officer with the gun, they go, the mind of the man is going to operate this fucking death machine. He's going to do some good with it. Yeah, me too, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I've told local police before. I said, yeah, you know what? I carry. I've had, you know, and even before we were constitutional carry, I had a permit. I held it for over a decade. And I said, and you could sit there and you could search and you could look at all the different stuff I have, and you could look at the fact that I've held a permit for how long and that, and look at my record. I challenge you. Look at it. Try to look and dig as far as you can and see if there's ever been a single violent charge on my record, or even as much as even a fist fight. So who's the bad guy here, you know?
I know, right? Even when I'm out there in my bulletproof vest, AR-15 and all of that, I'm the safest guy out there, because not only am I willing to defend somebody innocent, I'm not going to stand by and watch a bully get away with a goddamn thing in front of me. I also don't have the illusion to stop any of the cars that pass me because I thought they would drive too fast and I need a fucking current ID. Is this really your address, your current address? Yeah, you won't give me this money and sign on the line right here, or me and some of my buddies with guns will come talk to you about that money. I can't do that. Police can't. I'm way fucking safer. I won't even pretend like I can do that to anybody. I know that I can't. They're gonna kill me, bro. Yeah. They're gonna kill me. Somebody would kill me for that. Yeah. And they should. No one has to put up with that shit. But they got that costume on, you gotta let them do that.
It's like when I got pulled over on the highway for a speeding ticket, I said to the officer, was I driving dangerously? Didn't I have control of my vehicle? And he's like, yeah, but the point is you're driving too fast. I go, yeah, but you know what? If I'm driving too fast, but I'm still maintaining control of the vehicle, it's a highway. Okay. I'm not killing anybody by driving too fast. I have control of my car.
If it was too fast, you would have crashed it. Apparently, it was too fast because it's still on a fucking road, all four tires.
And see, it's like over in countries in Europe, they don't have too many speed limits or anything because it's like they know that the only problem that they're going to have, and then they're obviously going to charge somebody, is if they fail to maintain control of their car and they kill somebody.
Yeah.
Then they get charged because you killed somebody because you failed to maintain control. Other than that, see, what these speed limits are is a money grab for the state. That's what it is.
It's a hidden tax on the people, and they know that it is too.
It's extortion is what it really is.
they call it extortion and armed robbery and all type of shit. If I was the one to walk up on somebody, call my gun, and talk about what we gonna do about this money you owe me. If I said that to somebody, I'm going to fucking prison that day.
Yeah.
I'd be locked the fuck up. We all know that it's wrong. Like, to think that it's not wrong, man. And when you talk about people who do create a victim or cause some damage or harm or death, the people who are guilty of those things, they could say to you with a straight face that they don't deserve some kind of correction or some restitution to somebody. The people that hurt people, they know they did that shit. When there is no victim, there is no crime. That's why people in victimless crimes are always going, no, I don't want to put my hands behind my back. And people be like, just listen to the officer. I'm like, you don't understand what it's like to be a human being, knowing that you ain't trying to hurt somebody, but then somebody's hurting you. It's like, what the fuck did I do to deserve it? That shit fucking hurts, man. That shit sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I stand behind the blue. I stand behind a police when they're within reason and they're maintaining our constitutional rights.
I don't.
But, the thing is, though, is I think we got to draw the line. You have good and you have bad in every system. Right. Yeah. And I think a lot of police do understand it. And some of them, they're going to pull you over for a speeding ticket, but technically speaking, they know that they're the ones going out and speeding themselves afterwards. So, you know,
but you know how I was saying that, like, the Second Amendment, I think, put something undebatable into an arena of debate, so that the chain of events that we lose a debate, that we think that we lost our rights, like, it's one of those things that they can't actually win in the court of law. So when you see them point to the Second Amendment and saying, because of this anger that we have right here, we are going to take this to court and talk about what, they're getting their power from doing that. And I also think that law enforcement creates a dependency that gives the illusion that they are necessary, when everything good that they do is the rights and duties of every able-bodied man, and all the bad shit is some shit that get me thrown in jail today. So I can't support the cops. I think we need to get rid of that and replace it with something else, that true heartfelt heroism is going to have to stand up in the absence of that system. And then you see the true hero stand up, and that's the way it's supposed to be. They shouldn't be motivated by qualified immunity, the bullshit money that they actually get paid, the opportunity to be drug traffickers and get police escorts to fucking cocaine kingpins. Man, all of that shit is crazy. It opens the doors to so much shit that I think the pain in that is worth us reversing all of this shit and get rid of all of the bad stuff. And we need society to be protected by true heroes who don't need all of that bullshit in order to proudly fucking wear a badge, man. So right. I think they fucked us up with that.
That's another thing too, is what they always say. A person will tell you that knows the law and everything. They'll tell you, once you start talking to the police, you give consent. You open up a door there, right? You know.
Let me explain something to you why I think all cops are bad cops.
We might disagree with that. Our listeners might disagree with that a little bit, but you can give your end.
Oh, for sure. As a matter of fact, I love it if somebody can disagree and then explain it to me, because if I need to tweak how I think I'm seeing things, then I welcome that every day of my life, that somebody helped me tweak my thing, you know, my bullshit, so I can evolve. But every cop walks up to you, and regardless of what it is that he feels or thinks inside, he has to form all of his moral energy into the lane of what it is that his job is calling him to do. Meaning that if weed is illegal in some place and the cop is thinking, fuck, man, I got a brother-in-law who's a cop over here, well, weed is actually legal and they don't get involved in this shit. And I think that we could just be doing that too. I actually might have voted for a politician who was trying to make that happen. They ain't make it happen yet. So until then, I'm on your ass about the weed that I actually kind of hope that they would change this shit soon so I can remove it from my job. Any guy that'll fucking do that when he know that's how he thinks in his head, he fucked it up. He let go of his own moral shit to do what the job did, to do the fucking job. That shit is whack. And they all walk up to you. And what do they say to you when they arrest you? They read your Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent. Okay, right. Cool. Silent is tacit agreement to them. Try it. They think you're guilty of all that fucking shit they try and throw on you if you just go, not talking. They going to get you anyway. And they think they're going to get something out of you. They'll look for some reason. But then the next thing they say is anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. They did not say anything you say can and will be used to find the truth, to set you free, or to give you liberty. They didn't say that. They said to be used against you in a court of law. They intend to do exactly that to you, and they try real hard, even if they plan the shit, lying, fabricate. It opens the doors to so much shit, and they're all capable of doing it.
Well, now they want their ideology nowadays, especially, is you're guilty until proven innocent. When it's always been you're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's I know a guy that's a police officer right now, cool guy. But when he describes to me what it is that his job entails and what he's got to do, and I go, you're a hypocrite, and I think you're kind of a pussy for doing that shit. I think you're crazy. Find another fucking job, bro. Like, this is crazy. Right. And I work with a former sheriff that used to be a fucking sheriff, and he tells me all the shit that they've had to do and stuff. And I'm going, dude, I cannot believe, like, for real? And he's just like, man, the government's fucking full of shit, blah, blah, blah. They got my buddies killed. You know, did he just talk about that kind of stuff? And I go, there you go. That's more of the truth. Those are deal breakers. Why you love them so much?
There's some good constitutional sheriffs that basically want to empower the people. In fact, they'll even tell you, there's been a couple that have come out and said, look, you get a home intruder, you make sure you kill him. Don't end up in court with this shit. Kill him and just make sure he's in your house, and kill him. Get rid of him because it avoids a whole big mess.
And that's awesome. But that same sheriff that'll say something good about something like that will also say, until they change what on the magic paper, what we supposed to do about this weed, I'll fuck your life up for it until they change it. I don't even know if I agree or disagree. I won't even talk to you about it. I'm just doing my job. Blah, 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 blah. And then they all do that. Every one of them are capable of doing it. So I can't like them. I don't fucking like them. They'll all do that to you. They're just deal breakers, though, because if I got an awesome wife that looks good, she stays in shape, she cooks like a motherfucker when it's fucking naughty time, she gets busy, she's real friendly. I'm talking about, let's say everything is good, but like secretly she's abusing my kids. Deal breaker, that bitch got to go. See what I'm saying?
Right.
All the cops and all of the sheriffs and all they do all this other good. Yeah, I like the, you killed the, you know, spaghetti carbonara, whatever. Awesome. Bon appetit. Loved it. You abusing my kids? Fuck you, crazy bitch. That's what it is. And the government has some deal breakers out there that I don't fucking like them. And I think they actually stand in the way of us doing all of the natural shit.
Most of government is nothing but a deal break. And they're a bunch of lying, deceiving, corrupt bastards.
Oh, man. I would love for them to be scared of the things that they do with the idea that we either can't see him or won't do nothing if we can't see him. It'd be nice to do, but they're not scared of us. Like, we talk about the ATF and all the bullshit that they got going on. Yeah. Ain't it weird to watch them have the audacity to do this crazy shit? What do they got to be thinking in their minds when they in their offices talking about this shit, when they want to go launch this out and just say it out loud to people? They think we a bunch of pussies that can't outsmart them and can't outfight them. It's the only way they can do something that we all agree is fucking tyrannical. And I can't believe they got the blatant fucking balls to be doing this.
Same with the FBI too. They're just as bad.
Yeah.
As
the ATF. Well, the biggest thing is
dumb pussies, bro.
Is they single us out. You know, that's the only way they can show strength is when they single everybody out. You know, but
that's
if
why
we were all united, you know, we had 50 fucking guys there all armed. They ain't gonna fucking do it, you know.
No, they don't play fair against them. Yeah, they'll try real hard to play fair.
That's why people need to start uniting against all our common enemies in this country.
Exactly.
Think so. The invasion, like what you know, y'all see that what's going on with this slow motion invasion that they got going on.
And it's gonna get worse. I'm hinging bets on it, man. It's gonna get a hell of a lot worse.
It looks intentional. You see what I say about
it? It's intentional. It's absolutely intentional.
Oh, yeah. You see how the shit spilleth over in places where gun control is fucking heavy. New York, Chicago. Yeah.
That's done intentionally.
Yeah, that seems to happen. Then you can see these boils rise to the surface of the skin of this fucking country. And then you go, oh, look at that fucking ugly ass shit. But don't it look like militarily bad strategy to weaken an entry point or a coastline like California with this California fucking bullshit with the gun laws and shit over there. Militarily, that looks like a soft spot. What administration would watch that happen? Every single one of them watched it happen. That's why they're all bad. All of the presidents, all of them. Trump is a fucking gun hater. Trump is a gun hater. Trump said he likes take the guns first, due process second.
Red flag laws. That's where he was really weak on that. So that's where I want to challenge Trump on too, because I think red flag laws are the most dangerous possible law that they could ever create, and it's highly unconstitutional.
Yeah. If I can't red flag an entire police department, then I want them to admit that it's a law for us and not for them, which also looks fucking stupid. Tell them, say all this shit out loud, man. They'll never fucking talk to me, bro. I will make them admit that shit. They would definitely be like, send Secret Service to get me the fuck up out of there, kicking and screaming out the fuck. That's me. They wouldn't let me say two words to them because they know, man.
Right. So we're going to move the program a little bit into a different direction now. So I'm going to go ahead. Hey, Tig, how's that cigar, man?
it's almost down compared to our last podcast where that sucker lasted about a whole hour. This one's really going down quickly. It's a good cigar. I like this brand Diesel. I mean, I've had a couple of these little Diesel cigars and they're full flavor and they're really worth it, you know. So check out a Diesel, people.
Yeah, this KO is really good. It's got a full body flavor. I highly recommend it. It's an excellent cigar, KO America. So let's move on into trending news.
Yeah. Let's talk about
it. Yeah, we want to get your spin on it there, Trey. So Tim, what you got rolling there?
Well, as y'all people know, and I think I mentioned a couple of our podcasts where when Israel, they struck and they killed three sons of a Hamas leader who's actually a multi-billionaire too, a powerful dude. I said, that's not good. And now you got Hezbollah and Iran drone striking Israel as we speak. Right. And they've been knocking a lot of those missiles out of the air as we speak. But boy, this is erupting into something big. Now we got Iran involved. Now we're going to end up getting involved. And, you know, we got our stupid nose in an Eastern European battle between Russia and Ukraine. None of our business. And see, they're wearing it thin. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to see that weakness where we're worn thin. And you know what they're going to do? You got China. They're going to try to invade Taiwan or Philippines. This is all out. This is going to be total world war between a few different wars going on, and then everybody's going to get dragged into it.
I think so. I don't know if you guys know who Janet Napolitano is. I think she was a former head of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
Maybe about 10 years ago, she said the next national emergency is not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. And when it does happen, it'll be our national grid. And then since then, I've been seeing these little hints at, them poking at the idea that the national grid could be attacked. As for example, about a year and a half ago, the FBI said that they derailed a plan by some white supremacists to take out some transformers or something to kind of disturb the national grid, but they stopped them. I'm kind of worried that they might send our boys off someplace when all of this shit erupts and they turn the lights out here. We eat each other, bro.
Well, we're invaded by China. We've got China. They own a lot of agricultural land right now. They've been allowed to send over a spy balloon across the country.
Remember that shit?
They're infiltrating. They got police stations.
Yeah,
in the United States.
Those are military bases.
Yeah, that's just fucked up, man. They're gonna take our grid. They're gonna hit us with a cyber attack anytime.
I think it's gonna be a coordinated, attack. China's gonna hit us with the technology because that's where they're strong at. You know, they're gonna take our grid down, and then we got all the foot soldiers, coming in from all sorts of different countries that fucking hate us. So, it's gonna be a coordinated deal.
It's gonna be terrible. That's why, and never before. People, you better stock up your ammo because it's going to be go time.
Looking at where this has come from and where it's going, this is why I say, man, it's like flipping a dinner table over on them. Like, how the fuck did we get? Whose fault is this? Who let them in? Who said what to me about the length of my barrel and my gun? Fuck you too. Like, we should be doing
this fucker right here. He's the one responsible.
Yeah. They all are, though. We got a uni party. Remember that. Yeah, we got Republicans just as much responsible as Democrats. And they're starting to really, they're not making it a secret anymore at all.
No. Especially with Johnson. He's being a fuckhead, you know? It's like,
well, okay. And they just, this was unilateral. This was both Democrat and Republican. They just voted for the FISA to allow warrantless searches, which is a Fourth Amendment violation, by the way. And so now, but they turned around and said, oh, well, they might be able to revote on it or something, but I don't understand.
I bet somebody said, we're going to take this to the Supreme Court. So
I think they are. I think they are because it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. FISA has been going on since 1978.
Right.
Warrantless searches? Excuse me. Warrantless searches?
Yeah.
I mean, this thing should have been killed a long time ago, just the Patriot Act needs to be killed.
What do you think will happen if they go all the way and get what it is that they're trying to get? What do you think would happen next?
Oh, breaking down doors of people's homes left and right.
Well, they want confiscation, total confiscation.
They want to take our firearms is what they want to do. All they have to do is have, you know, reason to believe that you have firearms and you're dangerous, and they can, without a warrant, bust down your house, and then they can get shot for it, because that's what's going to happen by a few of those thugs. Once that ATM storms into people's houses, they're going to have a rude awakening, because you know, they got their ass handed to them in Waco, Texas, back in '93 too, by a compound of people that weren't even military trained, and they tried to enter that compound, the ATF, and they had to call on the feds to help them because they got their asses handed to them. We're coming up on an anniversary of that date.
I think they're going to go first for the states that don't have the Castle Doctrine. You know,
absolutely.
Stand your ground. You know, they're going to go for those states first.
And I'll tell you what's really good is the Castle Doctrine, the Make My Day law. That's in 29 states. That means any home invaders, you can do absolutely what you want and how you need to do it to defend your household. Yeah. So in 29 states, Iowa is a Castle Doctrine and a stand your ground law. So that means if the ATF without a warrant breaks into your home in the middle of the night, you have the right to shoot them.
Yep.
Shoot them in the face. Shoot them in the throat, because they'll have body armor on.
And you know what? And you know what? What you just said will be true whether we got permission from the magical paper or not. They can't win at the base, so I never really care what they write on paper. It's already true.
They absolutely can never win a debate when it comes to the Second Amendment, when it comes to gun rights and gun ownership. They can never win. They try, but they lose every single time.
I mean, see, even if they wrote on their magical paper and accepted it to be true in their world that there was a total gun ban tonight, it wouldn't be true tomorrow that I was in the wrong for having mine. It's already true that I'm in the right for having it. I never care what they say on paper. If they mean it enough, they'll come out here and get it. I just get them to come out here because I don't get time to debate with them. I don't care.
That's a whole lot of people they're gonna try to go after then, and they're gonna have a rude awakening.
I think we can keep them from crossing the line if we all stood together and said,
exactly. And you know what? In order to stand together, we need to dismiss.
We can't go to their courts. We can't go to their courts and think that that's us standing together. Well, we need to go, fuck a court date. I'm talking to you as a man. You're going to die if you do that. Now try it.
Right.
But this goes back to what I was saying, too, what we were saying, too. We need to forget about this narrative about racism and racial divide, because right now it's going to be black and white versus the whole system, the man, you know, black and white versus the man. We're in order to be able to stand up to this tyranny that we're facing and the illegals and everything else, all the bullshit, the ATF, the feds, everything, the deep state, in order to be able to stand up against them so that we can live freely. So, you know, and be able to raise our families and stuff. It's going to take black and white to combine forces against our enemies.
Yeah, we really should, man. You know, like I was saying earlier, like,
we're not the enemy. Black and white is not the enemy. It's the system. It's the people controlling the system that is the enemy.
And you got know, you. you guys are cool. A black cop that would enforce strict gun control to come to my house, that ain't my black brother. What the fuck is that? That's a cop trying to take my guns, and you two love me. Like, what the fuck? Why would I? What the fuck? Right. You see what I'm saying? Like, it means nothing. It means nothing.
Yeah.
It's like when we're in the service, you know, we're all green. There's no color.
Yeah, in the service.
Hell yeah.
The first thing they told us, hey, there's no colors. The only color here is green.
Yeah. And and if black and white is sitting in the same hole together watching the enemy, they have to cover each other's asses. Because if you let one of your guys go down, then you're going to be next.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So it's about time that America wakes up and knows who the real enemy is and stop this nonsense with, oh, this is black, this is white, blah, blah, blah. Come on. You know,
I just won't believe that a country like this can't keep this danger at bay. Everything they do that seems to be compromising to us, I think is totally designed and intentional. I mean, they can't even keep cocaine out of a security prison because of the fucking corruption. And I mean, we're just dealing with people here. So I expect nothing less but cocaine inside of a maximum security prison. They're only people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't expect a godlike a godlike performance of these duties by mere mortal ass fucking men. They're crooked. And I think somebody's selling this country up the fucking river.
Bro. Oh, they've been.
Absolutely.
They've been selling this country up the river.
JB wants that fucking assault weapons ban before his administration is over because he already got paid for that. He already got paid for that.
Yeah.
He got paid to do that. He took the money already.
Right.
Yeah.
He took all of the bribe, all of the business deals, all the incentives.
He ain't going to get it without a fight. That's for sure. Yeah.
He's going to lose.
Fuck no, he ain't going to get it. He's barking up the wrong fucking tree. I think he's forgotten where he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
We should go back to 1776 and we just drag him out in the street and hang them all.
Right. There's, like I was saying, man, if you keep tally of how powerful it is and how dangerous and evil it is what they're doing, I don't know why we have so much reserve to even meet them in a fucking courtroom to debate in their fucking courts that they fucking own and run and love. It's a fucking mess. I don't want to go to some guy's backyard to fucking fist fight him. Like, I'm at your family reunion trying to fist fight you? I'm going to lose this fucking fight, bro.
Yeah. Stay out of the courts, people.
we're never going to make it out of there. When JB says he wants the shit, they buy whatever, do whatever, twist whatever, bribe, fake these. I mean, can you imagine us all getting along enough to reduce the crime rate in this fucking country enough where it doesn't look sensible to enact gun control? They won't let that happen. They will fucking fake them fucking shootings if they had to.
They already do.
So they can look justified. They need.
They already do stage those mass shootings.
Yeah, they do. Don't nobody do that all shit.
CIA's behind half that shit, too.
All of these guys be in communication with these fucking assholes before the fucking shootings. Like, come on. Like, we're going to split hairs here? They are full of fucking shit. If this was a Quentin Tarantino movie, motherfuckers would have been shooting already. It would have been bloody fuck.
Right.
We our fuse is too long. We waiting too long, man.
So you got anything, Bull? Do you got anything, Bull? I don't really have anything else.
No, I just was kind of scrolling through a little bit of trending news, but there's really nothing noteworthy here. Just, you know, some tiddlywinks here and there. But
lots of distractions going on.
Exactly. One more thing I will say before we started the show here, I seen some news saying that the U.S. military was moving some ships around the water in response to this fucking bombing that's going on right now. We're moving on something. I don't know what we're going to do when we get there, but we're moving.
Yeah,
it's not good.
You know, and kind of in a way, I'm thinking that, you know, they're trying to spark up a big war so that, you know, they can hold off this election, because the Democrats know they're fucked. You know, they just totally know they're fucked. You know, Trump's going to take it.
They want martial law, too. They want to use the military to control the whole entire country, too, because they know they're losing. They know they're going to lose their power. They know that people are fed up and sick of both sides. Well, and that's what they're going to do. If they before they lose their power, they're going to try to use martial law.
Yeah, but you know, the biggest thing, Tig, is that right now we're spread fucking thin. We got too many people here. We got too many people there. You know, there's not enough here.
Well, that's how you destroy a country. That's how you collapse a system, too. It's part of the whole agenda. It's part of the whole equation, really.
Right.
You do it socially, economically, military. You spread everything thin. You destroy the currency. You create social rivals.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah, it's sad what they're doing and then watching them do it, especially when, you know, guys like us, like we can see the deception. We can get two steps ahead of them to know that if they want to achieve these things, what things will be necessary for them to achieve it. Then we're seeing it. You know, more gun control, the censorship and all that type of stuff. Those two things go hand in hand. Like the fucking simulation bullshit they ran on the economy with the C-19 bullshit. These are all drills and simulations for them to fucking taste test the fucking wine so they can see what the fuck they want to put. Playing with us. They're testing it out. And then they're going to be like, this is the data that we came up with. When we go full fucking blown, we need to take this element and this study and this results, and then we're going to do this. And I think they want to fucking turn the lights off in this bitch when they send all the boys off so that we eat each other for fucking 30 days in this country with no power. Problem, China will fucking skip to Malu across this motherfucking tape. What's left? Because we'd be over here fighting each other, desperate, angry.
No, that's where we got to have a plan. We got to have a better plan than just
let a call for everybody to start uniting.
Yep.
We have to know that if the lights go out nationwide and we lose all communication, who the fuck it was, what we need to do to preserve our energy to fight the real fight and to not lose sight of that in the fucking darkness. We have to know that much.
Yeah.
No one's going to predict a fucking nationwide power outage unless it's guys like us that are onto their plan. That shouldn't be predictable. Yeah. It better not fucking happen now, because we already said it out loud. Now it better not happen. If we do, we know it was part of a plan. In other words,
we know your plan. And you are few and we are more.
We see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
That's what we do on our podcast. We expose them on our podcast all the time. Say, hey, we know what you're doing. We know what you're doing. And there's more of us than there is of you. And one day we're going to unite and then you're fucked.
Yeah. They're going to cross that line. Yeah. And then it's going to be on and pop. And I tell people all the time, if they fuck with that constitution, we not fuck. They are. Every time they fuck with that shit, I go, sound like y'all want to fucking fight. Do it then. Because you can't win. Why are you still talking about it? You can't win. Come fight. That's what it's going to turn into.
Absolutely. All right. Well, any last thoughts? Either one of you.
Shit. I just want to say, if y'all want to see an angry black guy getting hugs from strangers with a fucking AR-15, check out my YouTube channel. I'm constantly talking shit about government corruption and all the bullshit they doing and how much I love the people. I say this to everybody. I see my kids and everybody. The way I feel about them is the way somebody feel about y'all. That's why my soul won't let me hurt you. But I will preserve that protective energy to fight the bad guy. I would love to fight the bad guy. Fuck him, whoever that is.
Yeah. And Trey, we love you, man. Keep up the great work you're doing, man. We love what you're doing. And, you know, we're doing our part, putting our message out there on Rumble. Get your ass on Rumble, dude. Just get it on.
I got to, because YouTube, they striking my channel. Shit, they going to kill my
shit. Fuck YouTube. We didn't even set up an account. Well, I actually got an account there, but I know as soon as we posted something, we'd be dicked. You know, we'd be ding-donged, you know. Yeah. And then I think everybody would be on our case, you know, and so I think we're pretty safe here in Rumble. So
send this episode and this message in general to your followers, Trey. They need to know that it's about high time we get united against the real enemy.
Yeah, and I'd like to have you on another time too. You know, I think that this is a blast. You know, Tig and I really like, you know, everything you talk about and everything. So, you know,
you're actually one of us in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah,
and
man.
It's cool to hear just another perspective on this whole deal, you know, because, you know, Tig and I, we follow along the real close, you know, same line pretty much. So it's really cool to have another, you know, totally different perspective on it, but you know, it's a really good perspective. So,
next time, maybe I'll have to pseudo for an open carry demo and do the interview like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, they have to walk up and say hi.
Before we go, what are your firearm preferences as far as types and brands and stuff?
I just did an ARB. I can show y'all one.
Trey. For the heck of it.
I can show y'all one. Hold up. Sure. I got this build right here. I love this shit. It's got a real precision receiver, bolt carrier group, stainless steel bolt carrier group, a trigger tech trigger on it that's adjustable. Got this bitch at like 3 pounds. I can fan the fuck out this thing. I love it, man. I love builds, but Daniel Defense, Black Rain, they make some dope shit. They make some dope AR-15.
How do you like that arrow precision?
Oh, it's fucking smooth as fuck, man. I love it, man. They're durable. The damn thing shoots like a fucking dream. It's chambered in 300 blackout. Yeah, I like it, man.
Hey, do you have a place where you can fire at? You know, we're trying to look for a place.
Yeah, we got an outdoor range out here called Greencastle out here near Cedar Rapids, and we got an indoor range called Midwest Shooting, and you can you can let off your AR-15, all types. Nice. Yeah.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, you guys should come over here and maybe do an open carry demo with me. Then we'll hit the range.
Yeah.
Video out.
That'd be cool.
So do you have a preference on handguns?
I like a little bit of everything. As soon as I hear XD Glock War, I go buy both of them. And then I try them out for myself, and then I realize that I like the both of them. All guns matter.
Yeah. There we go.
Whatever your budget would allow you to get something good or something on the low, I don't even give a fuck. Just everybody go get a fucking gun and try to love everybody that you can. That's all I care about. Absolutely. But I did just buy a Beretta. My first Beretta. I love this motherfucker. The A1 joint. Yeah, I like it, man. I haven't fired it yet, but it looks good. It's optic ready. I'm gonna bang the fuck out of this next week, probably.
Nice.
Yeah. See, I like Ruger and Glock.
Yeah. I got two Glocks. I ain't got a Ruger yet. I like the Ruger American, the compact. I like that. That might be the one I get, I think.
I like Smith and Wesson also, but.
Yeah.
That's what's stupid. I like them all, man. I like a lot of shit. The FN509 is high on my list. I want that motherfucker. I like that. FN509 was pretty.
Well, I'd like to have a HK.
Oh, man.
Yeah, big money.
What the fuck is up with the fucking gun prices? Like $800 for a pistol? They got to stop playing. They gouging, man. They know we feeling.
Oh, they are.
They know we feeling the American spirit right now. So they go, get that money.
Right. And then the same with ammo, man. That's
ammo.
The root moon, man.
Fuck, man. Trying to like get the target practice on and then keep your stash up is fucking, is rough business.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, let's, we're going to wrap her up and follow us on Rumble. You can see our beautiful faces and hear our special little message we got for everybody. Go ahead and follow Trey too, man. He's a pretty awesome dude. So I'll post the link on our, on this podcast. And we're on Podbean, Spotify, and all of your other streaming services, iHeart. And with that, we're the fuck out of here, Tig. Trey, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
You've been listening to Stars, Bars, and Cigars. Two conservative vets telling it like it is. The rally cry for those who appreciate bold truths served with a side of mayhem.
Roger, outside, decide before not at all. We'll keep them sweating until we see Butcher 3.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And if you didn't, well, why are you still here, Snowflake? We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, follow us on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, and hear our precious voices on all the streaming services. Until next time, keep the spirit of freedom roaring.